The College of Cardinals could vote this evening to establish a date for the beginning of the conclave. That was the news from Vatican Press Office Director Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi on Friday, as he briefed journalists on the proceedings of the 8th General Congregation of the College this morning.
Si può prevedere nella giornata di oggi, nella congregazione del pomeriggio, la votazione sul giorno di inizio del conclave.
He also explained that the earliest the conclave could reasonably be expected to begin would be the start of the coming work week. 153 cardinals were present for the Friday morning session, including all 115 cardinal electors who will be participating in the conclave. The first order of business in the Friday morning session was to give official acceptance to the reasons offered by the two cardinals with a right to participate in the conclave who have declined to present themselves. They are Archbishop Emeritus of Jakarta, Indonesia, Cardinal Julius Riyadi Dharmatmadja, who is too ill to attend, and Cardinal Keith O'Brien, Emeritus of St. Andrews in Edinburgh, who cited well-known personal reasons for his decision.
E abbiamo avuto 18 interventi questa mattina.
18 were the official interventions of the participants on a broad range of topics. Father Lombardi's English language consultant, Brazilian Father Thomas Rosica, elaborated.
Among the themes that were addressed this morning, and this by no means is breaking the secret of what takes place, but it's to help you understand the scope of the discussions, interreligious dialogue, bioethics, justice in the world, a positive proclamation of love and mercy, especially remembering Pope John Paul II and his teaching on mercy and collegiality.
Father Lombardi also had a special greeting for the women journalists participating in the briefing on occasion of International Women's Day, celebrated in many countries around the world on March 8th.
Oggi è la giornata mondiale della donna, 8 marzo, e quindi anzitutto dobbiamo fare I nostri auguri.
Entering the briefing room with several traditional Women's Day mimosa flowers in hand, Father Lombardi said, "Before we do anything else, we must offer our best wishes to all the women of the world, and in particular to our colleagues who are women and who are following and covering things here with us in these days." I'm Chris Altieri.